of a woman being accused of terrible crimes against her husband. And there's a whole process, a whole ceremony that goes on where the waters will test her faithfulness. And we're told the Gemara actually, Brachos, describes that one time Chana actually uses her advantage. We're told that if she was in fact guilty of crimes against her family, she would end up dying a terrible death. But if she was innocent, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, what exactly happened. But there seems to be a big bracha attached to her innocence. Either if she couldn't have children, she'll now be able to have children, which is the greatest bracha a family could possibly have. Or if she could have children, but there were challenges, they would be born with greater abilities, greater features perhaps. But it was a bracha to be had. It bothered me many, many, many years. Even if she was found innocent of such crimes, she'd be given a gift like this? You want to tell me she gets off without, you know, too many punishments? I understand. Don't forget, she was over the Isser of Yichud. Her husband begged her, don't be with this man. She anyways went alone with him. She's not the wife of the year. At the same time, the Gemara describes and the Torah promises that if she's innocent, that she will be given a great gift. And the question is why? And also, why am I telling this to you right now? I was about to leave the yeshiva. The thought I had, and the reason why it's pertinent to you, is we all went away. Well, let's get to the answer. Part of the process of what happens to the sota is we take the shame of Hashem, we erase it in the waters, and she consumes that. She drinks the waters. Now, when you take such a serious action, it's impossible to return the way you were before. It's impossible. Something must change, either terribly or beautifully. If a woman consumes shame Hashem, and she's guilty, the name of Hashem will prove that, and she will have, again, a very gruesome death. But if she drinks shame Hashem, and she's not guilty of those crimes, it cannot be she goes home that day to her husband, and life will resume as normal. It's impossible. Too much has happened in her life to just go back to where she was the day before. It's impossible. And therefore, what happens instead is a woman, it's true, who made mistakes by going along with this man, will walk out the mother of children. Every one of us, for the year, were in yeshiva where the goal was to be consuming Shem Hashem. That was the ultimate goal. Some of you, you can tell by your face, the changes that have been made. You don't need to look at who's coming in for a second year. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is that you can have a first year of learning and connecting. And when you come home, you're a different person. You can even not do so much. You can even, unfortunately, you know, beat the system. And you know, you got us. You tricked us. You really weren't in the morning seder all the time. You know, kol kavod. But in reality, even you is going home right now, and no one has a clue what to expect. They're just waiting for their son who came back from yeshiva for the year. What's he going to look like? What's he going to want to do with his free time? How's he going to treat his family members? And everyone's just watching and waiting for the moment. As you step off that plane or however you're getting home to respective families. And something's going to change because you've been swallowing Shem Hashem for the entire year. There'll be also times when you get back that are going to be challenging for you. And the next week's parsha tells you how to deal with those times. Parsha Baloscha, when Miriam and Aaron, or Miriam really, was stricken with Tzaras. So we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu. He asked Moshe Rabbeinu, wait right outside the door. We're going to need you later on. And right away, when Miriam was stricken with Tzaras, Aaron runs right out the door, and right there is the cure. It's her older brother, or younger brother, I should say, who is the spiritual leader of Klal Yisrael, right behind the door. There'll be times when we'll go home and we'll struggle. A phone call away, a WhatsApp away, an email away. Are the Rebbeim who spent the time with you, who understands the struggles that you faced in the past, that you will face in the future, who've been doing this for many years, understand how challenging the road might become. And they're there for you. And the final piece is this week's parsha, Parsha Shlach. When Kalev was at a crossroads, and he felt himself struggling, what to do? Should I follow this group of friends or that friend? And he went to Davin, and he asked Hashem Baruch Hu for the strength of character to pass this most difficult challenge. In a nutshell, these three parshas that we just mentioned up till today is what's been happening and what will be happening over the course of X amount of weeks, months, even perhaps years. As you spend time consuming Shem Hashem, hopefully, and feeling different about yourself, hopefully, your family will be waiting to watch how you come off that plane. They want to see changes that are made. Whatever you did this year, they don't know yet. And that what you can decide how they greet you, you can decide how you want to present yourself. And then when you feel struggles, you ultimately will. To understand that the Rebbeim of the Yeshiva, nothing gives us more satisfaction than in receiving a call from an old student or an email. And we usually share the information with each other. Oh, you know, I spoke to you yesterday. Oh, how's he doing? And our days are brightened. And there'll be a time when maybe you can't reach us. But the good news is, you can follow Kalev. And you go and you dive into Kalev's Baruch to give you the ability, the strength of character to be able to pass all these difficult challenges that are awaiting us. Baruch Hashem, it's an exciting world we live in. I'll give you a bracha. You should have number one, understand what you've been doing this year, to appreciate the fact that you experienced, hopefully, a tremendous transformation. Whether you know you did or you don't know yet, you'll find out very soon. To set the bar high for yourself. To be able to reach out at all times, both the good times and exciting times, and also the challenges that you might face. And the most important part is to understand that you were given a tool. The tool is a connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. To dive in, to ask Hashem for an easy path, to an easy road, to chizuk, opportunities to find more ways to connect. The most important thing is to have each other. And together, as the yeshiva Torah Traga this past year, to be able to contribute to each other's successes, and to support each other through all of your exciting moments to come. We can't tell you as Rebbeim how proud we are to have had you this year. We look forward very much to being in touch with this point forward.